In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
He is Lord, shall be.
We got faithful for the last couple of months. During the last couple of months, three people asked me to give a sermon about church etiquette and how we are called, you know, we are supposed to behave in church. So if three people tell you something, you better do it. So I thought it would be time, you know, maybe to give a sermon on church etiquette. And I'm going to use some sayings that I received in a forwarded email, you know, one of those forwards that you get, you know, in your email. And it was entitled, "You Might Be Orthodox If You Forget to Change Your Clock at Daylight Saving Time, Show Up an Hour Late, But the Service Is Still Going On." But there are people in your church who still can't get there on time when the clock gets set back an hour in the fog. Or another one about time: you know you are in an Orthodox church when the priest says, "Let us complete our prayer to the Lord," and there is still half an hour to go. Talking about time, and I think this is one of the first things that we should know about church etiquette: to come to church in time. And why? Why do we have to be in church, I would say, before we proclaim our destination? Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Before the beginning of the Holy Liturgy. It is very important to know what's going on during the Holy Liturgy, because if we know, if we have it very, very clear in our mind, if we know what's happening during the Holy Liturgy, then everything will make sense and we'll know at what time to come, how to behave, and what to do when we are in church. In the Holy Liturgy, we come together to become one among us, to become the beautiful bride of Christ, together to become the beautiful bride of Christ, and to declare our love to the bridegroom who comes to take us into his Father's kingdom. This is what happens in the Holy Liturgy. We are called to come to church, each and every one of us, as the bride of Christ, and together to become one bride, and to declare our love to the loved one, to our Lord Jesus Christ, and to become one with him. Now, I'm going to ask you girls, especially you girls, when you think about the day of your wedding, do you see yourself being late for your wedding? I know that brides are late notoriously, but they are not supposed to be late. Do you think that the bridegroom, your loved one who's waiting for you in church, do you think that he feels good looking at the door, seeing, "Is she coming? Is she coming?" Do you think that he feels good waiting for you? That's how the Lord feels, waiting for us. Is she gonna come to church? Is she gonna come today? Is my church gonna come to be with me and to love me and to love her today? So let us try to do everything out of love. I know people say sometimes, you know, how could people be in time for school? How could people be in time, you know, for a movie or a show or whatever, and they can't be in time for church? I don't want to go there. Because I think that people are in time for work or for school or for a show or whatever because they don't want to be tardy for school, or they don't want to be late for work, and they don't want to be penalized. They don't want to be late because out of fear. I don't want the people to be in time in church out of fear, but out of love. Because it is about love, and it is about declaring our love to the Lord and showing how much we care for Him and how much we love Him. That's a sign of love and respect. If somebody invites us for dinner at 5 and we show up at 6, it's not a sign of love and respect. Now, talking about this, I know accidents happen. If it happens that, you know, like, I don't know if you noticed that I have a mark on my lip, on my upper lip. Because my mother used to say, why do you have to do something bad always on Sunday morning? And I remember, you know, I really hurt myself and I hurt my lip one Sunday morning. They have to do it, you know, kids have to do it on Sunday morning because the devil doesn't want us to be in church on time. So what I did, you know, my mother dressed us up, you know, my brother and I, and then she went into her bedroom to dress herself up and to go to church. And guess what? My brother and I started to play, and to play guns. So I wanted, you know, to hide myself, you know, behind a piece of furniture, and I hid my lip, and I cut my lip, and we got late in church that day, I can tell you that. So I know that accidents happen. When accidents happen, come to church late, no matter what, but just come when accidents happen. Or when on the way to church, you know, you see somebody on the side of the road passed out. Stop and help that person. Don't think, oh, I have to be in time in church. No, no, no. We don't want to become Pharisees. When there is an emergency, there is an emergency. But if there is no emergency, be loving. Another saying about Orthodox people, you are more comfortable standing in church than sitting. Or you wear comfortable shoes to church because you know you'll be standing a long, long time. This is another reality about us. We are called to stand in church as much as we can. Now, as I told you, we are called to be in church who we are called to be during the liturgy. What did I say earlier? That we come to church to be like what? White.
Like
the bride of Christ. We are here, we are called to be the bride of Christ. That's why, by the way, my first vestment is this white garment.
Since the bride wears white.
Yes, the symbol of purity. So in church, we're called to be the brides of Christ. Now, did you ever see a bride sitting down during the wedding ceremony?
No.
She stands up and she looks at her bridegroom and she declares her love to her bridegroom. Both of them stand up and they offer themselves to each other. And they become one. That's what we are called to do. When we come to church, we are called to involve our whole being, body and soul, in declaring our love to God. We stand up as much as we can. Because we are resurrected with the Lord. And because we don't want to fall asleep. Watch and pray lest you fall into temptation. The Lord told Peter, James, and John in the Garden of Gethsemane because he asked them to pray with him for 1 hour. For 1 hour he asked them to pray with him. And guess what? They fell asleep. If they stood up, they would have fallen asleep. We are resurrected with the Lord. We have the resurrected position. We stand up and we declare our love to the Lord. We don't lean against the walls. We don't lean against I don't know what. We are standing up and we are involving ourselves in declaring our love to the Lord. If we have children, please bring children to church. Please bring babies to church. If they cry, that's okay. They say that in the church where no child is crying, that church has no future. It's okay to have children making noise in the church, making holy noise in the church. But talking about children, if you have small children, please don't bring toys from home for the children to play in church with. Especially noisy toys. If they have, you know, like a stuffy that doesn't make any noise, and they really love that stuffy, it's okay, you know, and they are, you know, 2-3 years old, it's okay to bring their stuffy to church with them. But don't bring, you know, noisy cars and toys, you know, that the children, you know, would play with. But I would suggest something else. First of all, involve the children in the service. Teach the children from a very young age to declare their love to the Lord. I remember a girl who was brought to church from day one. When she was about 7 months old, when she heard the choir singing Alleluia, she would go, Alleluia, Alleluia, because she was exposed to Alleluia. And she started to sing when she was 7-8 months old, Alleluia. Or I remember a boy, when I visited this family at home, this boy was playing with a censer at home. And he was having a service book and a cross and even a mitre as a bishop. And he was doing a service at home. Because the family, his parents, knew to take the church into the home. The parents knew not to take the noise of the home into the church, but to take the peace of the church into the home. And because the child was brought to church every Sunday, and because he wanted to be a priest, and he was only 3 years old, you know, this very cute boy. He wanted to be a priest, and his mother, you know, made like a censer from a hanging light, you know, with no oil in it, of course, you know. She made like a censer for him, you know, and he was doing services at home. And when they are in church, involve them in the service. We bought some appropriate toys for church. Because I want to know, especially the toddlers, you can't expect a toddler to stand up for 90 minutes. And don't have that expectation because they can't do that. But I know it is a sacrifice. I know many parents, you know, who are having toddlers, you know, and they are trying to bring them to church. They tell me, Father, I have no peace in church anymore. That's okay. That's your sacrifice right now. You know, if we want to have our own peace and we refuse to bring children to church because we can't find peace, we miss the point. That's exactly the point. Right now, I have to sacrifice my peace. I can't have peace even in the church because I want to give life and the fullness of life to my child. I gave biological life to my child. Now, it is my duty to work together with God to give the fullness of life to my child. Bring them to church. Even if they drive you crazy sometimes. That's okay. Bring them to church and try to get them involved. As I told you, we bought some church-appropriate toys to have here at the church for the toddlers. We are going to order books for the Holy Liturgy for children. Okay? And with some images, you know, and try to get them involved. This is the key, to get them involved. If I am a priest today, I'm a priest because even on that day when I broke my lip, my mother still took me to church. She didn't say, you know, oh, you look so bad, we're not going to go to church today. No, she still took me to church. And because as a young boy, I was involved. I was involved. If, you know, the girls get them involved in singing, in serving the people, the boys, since about the age of 5, could come and become altar boys. When I was about 5, I became an altar boy. When I was 7, I was chanting with at the cantor stand. And involvement. Otherwise, you know, people get bored. And kids get bored. Another saying about Orthodox Christians is that you can suck slash vacuum up the crumbs of bread of your hand without coughing. What's this about? This is about prosphora. And Joe asked me, you know, to speak about this because he said, Father, lots of crumbs on the floor, you know, at the end of the Holy Liturgy, and we should not have crumbs on the floor at the end of the Holy Liturgy. If we know how to suck crumbs from our palm without getting choked. And that's the way we are supposed to receive prosphora. When you come to receive prosphora at the end of the Holy Liturgy, Antidoron, make your hand like a cup, okay? And I'll put the Antidoron in your palm. And then take it in your mouth and suck the crumbs from your palm. Okay? Because as we could see in today's gospel, the food given to us by God is holy. We saw Lord Jesus Christ in today's gospel feeding more about 10,000 people, 5,000 men plus women and children, so about 10,000 people with five loaves of bread and how many fish?
Two fish.
And it is said in the gospel that they collected how many baskets of leftovers?
12
baskets of leftovers. They didn't say, leftovers, leave them there. You know, it's out in the nature. The birds are going to eat them. No. They collected 12 baskets of leftover, and in the Gospel of John, when John relates the same miracle, he says that Jesus said, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. So please also let us be respectful and careful when we receive the antidote. Receive it in your palm, take it in your mouth, and suck the crumbs from your palm. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us try to be the beautiful brides of Christ. Let us come to church and always think about how could I be today the beautiful bride of Christ. And that's another thing that I would like to recommend to you. Don't forget to smile in church. That's what I always tell the couples who get married. Don't forget to smile. Because sometimes, you know, they are so stressed out that they forget to smile and to enjoy the day. The Holy Liturgy is the declaration of joy. In the Holy Liturgy, we are taken into the heavenly banquet and we become the bride of Christ and He comes and takes us to Him. Is that not enough reason to rejoice? To know that now is the time when I have the chance to become one with the Creator of the heaven and the earth. Now is the time when I am the bride of Christ. I'll try to be in time. I'll try to stand up and to declare my love to Him. I'll try to receive the gift, the bread of life that He gives me with a lot of respect. Let us try to be, as St. John the Evangelist says in the book of Revelation, the beautiful bride of Christ, behold the tabernacle of God. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard the loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.